We're up to page Kuftet, the fourth chapter, Klal Dalid, Halacha Yud Aleph, Veda Od Ikar Gadol Beinanim Elu. I want you to know another fundamental point with these things. Im Echad Rotze Lachnis Et Chavero Beinanav. If a person wants to include someone in his dealings, Kigon, for example, Lesocho Limlachto, you want to hire him to do a job. He's going to paint your ceiling. Olishtatev imo. You want to take him on as a partner. Olasot shiduch imo. Or you want to do a shidduch with him. Okay, guys, listen up. You will get phone calls about your friends who are in shidduchim. Bechol kai gamna, or anything else like this. Yes, sir. No, Kuf Tet.
Maybe I'm the wrong book.
Yaakov, could you help him find page Kuf Tet?
Yeah.
You got it? Okay, so we're three lines into the 11th paragraph. Afilu lo shama alav ad ata shum ra'a. Even though the person hasn't heard any disparaging remark about this person, so you're going to take him on as a partner. And you don't know any reason to be concerned that there's something wrong. So some people approach this and say, gee, must be everything's fine. Why should I be so suspect? Why shouldn't I trust people? Whenever I tell people that they should look into a prospective shidduch and do research, I very often encounter opposition. Very often people say, why can't you just be more trusting? Why don't you believe he's okay? Why don't you believe she's okay? And I say, I have a lot of horror stories. I can tell you a lot of people who seemed okay, but then turns out it wasn't what it looked like. So we have a responsibility to do due diligence. Someone called me in this past week and asked me, come just for 1 minute. And I was walking by. He said, 1 minute is all I need of your time. So I walk in for 1 minute. He says, meet so-and-so. I said, Shalom Aleichem, who are you? What are you? Yofi Veseder. I leave. And the guy walks me out and says, Nu, what do you think? I said, what am I supposed to think? I met the person for 1 minute. Yeah, I want to hire him for this very important job. What do you think? I have no idea. I met the person for 1 minute. What am I supposed to think? So he said, so what do you think I should do? I said, do your homework. He said, so who can you call for me? I said, I can't call anyone for you. You have to do your homework. Go start doing research, finding out who this person is, what his history is, what he's done. Chafetz Chaim says, ordinarily we say, do I have reason to suspect the person? But here where I'm going to put my shidduch, my child's shidduch, or my future, my financial future in this partnership, so then, mutar lidrosh v'lachkor etzel anashim al mahuto v'inyano. It is permissible to ask people, tell me what type of person he is. Tell me what his history is. Even though they might tell you, well, the guy, every car he drives, he crashes. I have a very good friend who crashes every single car he's owned. I wish him longevity. But he drives like a maniac. Okay, so imagine you want to hire him as a driver. That's a little bit dangerous. You know, the government took away his license. So sometimes people will tell you things that are disparaging, and you have to know them. Now, we will still learn the criterion, but let's take one important criterion that people often overlook. What we are entitled to say, with many stipulations. Again, there are many conditions, but one condition is it must be factual. It cannot be subjective. If you're going to say, well, he talks on and on every time he gets up there to speak, boy, everyone's just waiting for him to end. That's your opinion. Maybe that's not other people's opinions. Things that are subjective, leave to yourself. Things that are objective, that's where the question begins. But the question begins with things that are objective. כיוון דכוונתו לטובת עצמו לבד, כדי שלא יצטרך אחר כך לבוא לידי הזק ולידי מצא מריבה וחילול השם חס ושלום. You're asking for a very good reason. There's a real need to know. You don't want to end up fighting with this guy. You don't want to enter a situation where things will ultimately be one big fight. אך נראה לי, but it would seem to me, says the Chafetz Chaim, שצריך, that it is incumbent, שיודיע למי ששואל. You have to tell the person ששואל מאיתו עליו, if you're inquiring, what can you tell me about Jack? But you have to explain why you're asking. שרוצה לעשות שידוך עםו, you have to say, I want to make a שידוך with the person, that's why I'm asking you. או כל ענייני השתתפות וכנ"ל, you have to say, I want to make some kind of partnership with him, because otherwise, why is it permissible for them to answer you? Even if it's permissible for you to ask, why would it be permissible for them to say? וזה לא יהיה עליו שום חשש איסור. And if you were clear, if you explained why you're asking, so then you don't have to be worried that you're doing something wrong. לא מפני שאלתו. Your question is not illegitimate, it's appropriate. שהוא אין מתכוון לגנותו. You're not interested in shaming the other person. Remember, the Chafetz Chaim said that there's a key element to Lashon Hara. Lashon Hara is when our intention is to shame someone. We want to put someone down. That's Lashon Hara. That's the prohibition. So here, no one's looking to put anyone down. I need to know if I could hire the person. I need to know if I could partner with the person. I need to know if I should date the person. But we have to be very, very careful to be objective. Now, I had a guy once come over to me and tell me, I heard you agreed to date so-and-so. So I was shocked because I felt it was very wrong that someone revealed who I agreed to date. What's it, this guy's business? And I said, well, let's just say maybe, yeah. So he said, well, I don't know if you already gave your yes, but if you didn't say yes yet, then I just wanted to warn you, I dated her. And you could say you're a tzaddik and you don't care about looks, but you have to be a really big tzaddik not to care about her looks. And I was looking at him thinking, I'm supposed to go out on that date in an hour. literally. And a guy tells you a line like that, and now go focus on your Gemara again. But I said to myself, who knows? Right? And I'm bracing myself the whole time. Don't be disgusted. There's nothing wrong. She could be a wonderful person. I found nothing distasteful about her looks. Nothing. I really had no clue what the guy wanted from my life. I didn't think she looked any worse or better, than no different than any of the other girls I did. She looked fine. But the whole way I'm telling myself it's not going to be so bad. Even if there's nothing wrong with sitting and talking to someone, you're not marrying her this date, right? The guy scared me. I never had such a thing that someone came to warn me. You know, you have to really be willing to marry someone who has horrible looks. Fine, so maybe I have no taste, but that's fine. I'm entitled to have no taste. He came with something that was very subjective. And I didn't end up marrying the girl, but not for that reason. And he shouldn't have said it, because that's subjective. When is it permissible? First, it has to be objective. Next, it has to be necessary. Now, the Chafetz Chaim adds a parenthetical remark. It's a remark that's not so clear. I don't know why it's in parentheses. Did the Chafetz Chaim say it? Did he put it in parentheses? He says, "Ach yizaher," but a person should be careful. "Shelo yamin et shuvato ba'achlata." When we hear lashon hara, we have to take it as something that I hear, and I'm going to be careful, wary of. But I don't believe it. It's not like 100% true by me. "Rak derech hashash be'alma." We have to consider it as something you have to be concerned for, not as something that's definitive. There's room to question whether this happened. Now, the more you experience in life, the more you'll see that this is really true. It's not just a level of piety. It actually is that way. When people tell you a story, they tell you their version of the story. A, we already learned in the Chazon Ish, there's a natural human tendency to embellish stories. We have that tendency. And B, a person, even if he's trying to be accurate, is going to say it from their perspective. And if you hear someone else's perspective, it might be a totally different story. And they're both trying to be honest. So when we hear a story, it's wise to take it with a grain of salt. Perhaps and perhaps not. A child came and said, the Rebbe is really coming down hard on this kid. And he told stories which were mind-boggling. The kid was disturbing in class, and the Rebbe kicked him out of class. And when the kid was out of class, the Rebbe started going through his briefcase, his knapsack behind his back, and he took things away from him without the kid knowing. So that sounds very bad, right? That sounds very bad. So you hear that story, you're up in arms. So I went to an educator in that school, and I said, here's the story that came to me. I'm concerned for that child. So the educator comes back a day later and says, okay, I looked into that story. The story goes as follows. He says, the child came to school and told the teacher, I have something in my knapsack I'm not supposed to have.
Oh, okay.
The teacher didn't know if it was a knife, a gun. He didn't know what the kid had brought. The kid said, I took something from home that I'm not really allowed to have brought with me to school. Then the educator said, I went over to the kid himself and I asked him, how does the teacher treat you? And he said, the teacher really loves me. He's doing whatever he can to help me succeed. This is the kid talking. So I heard story number one on day one. I heard story number two on day two. I don't know where the truth lies. I have no clue. This is a true story. I don't know what the truth is. But if the kid feels like the teacher really loves him, and the teacher and the kid has a different version to the story, I don't know. I pick up my hands. I have no clue. I don't know. So this, again, I'm saying experience has taught me that there's a lot of truth to this. That when the Chafetz Chaim says, you hear Lashon Hara, you have to suspect it's true. But don't go and believe it completely right away. That's a good rule in life in general. Irrespective of the laws of Lashon Hara. V'gam en lo shum isur mipnei tshuvat chavero d'neim ha'davar b'zeh lifnei iver lo titen lishon. And once you've explained why it's necessary to hear the facts, so then your friend, you haven't caused him to transgress by telling you the story. You explain why it's necessary. Ki af im yisaper alav chavero et otzem gnuto, even if the other guy goes all out and he tells you all the negative things he has to say, Ein hu oseh bazeh isur gamken. We just turned the page. He's done nothing wrong. Because he's not trying to put down his friend. He's trying to help you, and he's entitled to help you. Kivan shegam hu eino mitkaven b'tshuvato. With his answer, he doesn't intend lesaper gnuto shel chavero, to put down his friend. Chaku omer ha'emet. He's just telling you the truth, b'chdei leitiv im zeh ha'shoel, to help out the person who's asking. Ha'shoel meito itza b'inyan zeh, the person who's asking him advice on this. As he will explain later on, there's a whole chapter on this later on. Kasher be'anu b'makom acher, deze mutar min adeni, as we've explained, this is permissible. Ach me'od yizeher, but you have to be very careful. This is where it gets very dangerous. They call you up and they ask you for a reference. And you know something that they're entitled to know. So there are many details which we haven't covered. Many details to this halacha. Such as perhaps there's a better way to present it. Perhaps they're not yet entitled to know this piece of information. It could be just because the information is factual, that doesn't mean they're entitled to know. I remember we had a student who was dating a girl, and I suspected there was something, there was a history to the girl that she wasn't sharing with him. And I felt like I have to give her a chance to tell it. I don't have to be the one to tell him. So I told him, you have to promise me one thing, that you won't surprise me that you got engaged. You won't get engaged without our talking. Promise me that, and then whatever I can, I'll help you with the whole dating process. And that's actually what happened when they reached a point where it got very serious. One day she sits him down and starts sharing with him her whole history. And he comes back and he says, did you know? I said, yeah. I had a feeling that was that there was a history here that no one had told you about. But just because I'm on your side doesn't mean I have to be. I shouldn't be on her side too. The laws of Lashon Hara are that you have to give the guy a chance or the girl a chance. So just because it's factual doesn't permit me to say it. There's a time to say it. There's a way to say it. The couple actually got married. He did marry her even after he knew they had information.
Just because but, of her past, it shouldn't. I mean, she told him the future may be different. You know?
That's true. That's true.